Good evening, everyone. It's Conversations by Mr. Barasha, and I hope you guys have been well. It was a long weekend. It is a long weekend. Today's Sunday, right? Yeah, tomorrow will be a long week, but we're on the countdown for the lockdown to hopefully be lifted, and it's nothing but good vibes and inshallah, really. Today I'm going to interview somebody really special on my blog. If only you guys would guess. Today I'm going to interview somebody really special on my blog, and that would be me. Exactly me. For the ones looking at the screen right now, you're a very important person or people. You're very important people, and it's an honor for me to have you. I prepared a list of a number of questions from so many of you, and I'm really looking forward to give you answers. Yes, this is an interview with me. Why? Because I'm important, that's why. So I'll be having I think 10 questions per segment for 5 segments. Formerly the questions were supposed to be about 30, but they blew over a little. And so anyway, what do I do for a living? I am an entrepreneur. I'm a very flexible person. I do digital marketing for a series of people, a series of groups of people anyway. I do digital marketing. I also do farming in Kabale, my village, but I do not go there often, so that is low-key. And very many other things I try to do in search for income in the right channels. Obviously, I do not sell my well-being, I do not sell my life. What I'm trying to say is I work in the best ways possible to see that, the smartest ways possible to see that I get some kind of income, Bambi, some kind of small money. Who do I love? I love my family. I love eating. I love my friends. I love so many things, but God has to be on top of this table, obviously. God is everything for me, and it has always been good above everything. So I love so many things, and God is definitely on top of that list. Do I have enough money? I don't know what you mean by enough. I do not know what the standard measure for enough is, but all I can say is that I'm a healthy man. Yeah, I'm a healthy guy. I have money. I actually have a lot of money. Yeah, I have a lot of money. Yeah, let's keep it at that. I have enough money. People, are you healthy? Yeah, like I said before, I'm a very healthy person. I jog quite often. Gym is not my thing. I'm a cardio guy. I jog quite often. If I have the chance to, I'll swim or take long walks. Yeah, but I'm a healthy guy mentally. I'm also very healthy. I stand for the best. I stand for hope. I stand for good health and long life. So logically speaking, I should say I'm healthy. I'm very healthy. I have no complaints whatsoever. Do I think I'm a good person? Well, that's quite a question, honestly. I would never be the judge of myself, and I think considering I have a number of friends to attest to that, you will probably ask them sometime. But I do believe I'm a good person. I love people. People love me back. And I appreciate that every day of my life. And like I told you, yeah, I'm a good person. Yeah, that's it for me. How old am I? Well, I'm so young. There's no shame in telling you my age. I'm only 25 this year. October. I'm a very young chap, by the way. A very brilliant young chap. Yeah, so I'm 25 this year, and I pray to God for more life and long, more life, good health and long life. Yeah. I cannot, I obviously can't show you my ID for reasons personal to me, so you guys probably want to do the math, and yet you failed math. By the way, but yeah, 25, that's the number. I feel like I'm, how old do I feel? I feel like I'm a 40-year-old. You know, the stress that comes recently, discovering the new adults, and my perceived age is around my age. I think I look like my age, though I feel older. Believe it or not, that's my real age. My best friend, do I have one? You guys, not that I've never thought of anyone as my best friend, but best friend is a complex thing because, bro, I have so many friends I'd call my best friend, and I'll leave the best friend to still God, we usually tend to use things like how your friend is there for you to determine if they're your best friend or, yeah, so God has always been there for me. He has not forsaken me. If anything in this world, I think I would not be alive if it weren't for God. So he's my best friend. I tell him anything. I tell him things I would not tell anyone. My childhood dream. My mother was sickly growing up. She had heart issues. Thank God that's no more. God has really been kind to us. Yeah, but so my mom was really sickly when we were young, and my dream was always to be a doctor. You remember this song of Where Do Broken Hearts Go? Whenever I listened to that song, I told my mom, no, don't worry, your broken heart won't go anywhere. I will fix it. It won't be broken anymore. Yeah. So that was my childhood dream, but. Science. I actually performed so well in science at my lower levels of education, primary being the lowest level, primary. But I moved on from that. My mom got healed, and I figured God had a different plan for me, so I moved on from trying to be a doctor. What makes me laugh often? You guys... what makes me laugh often, or what makes me smile? Food. Pretty girls make me smile. Food on top of that list, you guys. Pretty girls make me smile. Memes make me smile. Humor makes me smile. Dark humor. Relevant humor. I don't know if that's the word for it, but yeah. That's what makes me smile. Smiling is different from laughing. The same way you're walking in the park is different from climbing a mountain. You're just enjoying the walk, you understand? So, smiling is really, I would never tell, but yeah, I love to smile. I actually remember having a smiling muchiga. Proud muchiga spreading smiles as initiated in my bio on one of my socials. Yeah, so thank you. That has been the first segment. We shall be right back with the rest of the questions. Stay tuned. Check our social media pages. My social media pages, Mr. Barasha, for any updates and conversations on any listening platform. Thank you. Conversations. Welcome back from that short break. Conversations again by Mr. Barasha, and it's nice to have you back. So, yeah, that's what makes me smile. So, who is my most dangerous enemy? Growing up in school, we had rivals. Maybe this guy took your cheek. Maybe this guy hit you on the rugby pitch. But honestly, for me, my biggest enemy has always been fear. I do not like fear. I do not like to be in a position that makes me feel vulnerable, scared. So I do not like fearing. I think that's why I'm a daredevil. I do things that I'm not supposed to do. I quite often live life on the edge. I do not like to fear. Though I fear God, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and I fear the Lord. actually, every time I do something, my only, my biggest thought, or not only, I can't say only because that's not the only thing I think about, but my biggest fear is how God is looking at me. So I fear the Lord. I fear the Lord, and that, okay, let's just say, yeah, fear is my biggest enemy. Where do I live? I live in Kampala. I live with my parents. I feel at home here, by the way. So if you're out there saying, well, why the hell does he have to be home? The girls were saying, I can't date him. He probably stays in his father's house. Man, that is it for me. I live home. And anyway, my house is deeply blended with my own life. I live, it's like when two different worlds with my parents. So that's how I get time to do these things. And yeah, I feel at home the most. And you also asked if I feel comfortable at home. Well, home is just a feeling. I could go to my brothers and say that I feel home. I could go to the village. And so, the question was, so I live at my parents, man. I live at my parents. They love me at home. So, yeah, really no rush. Do I think I'm strong? But of course, man, I'm a hard guy. I'm a mchiga. What do you expect? I'm a strong guy. Actually, no jokes here, by the way. I remember playing rugby at Rhinos, and they used to call me mchiga because I was strong. I went for every tackle there was to make. I actually tackled like for my whole team. And guys, pray for me to go back and play, man. I've been so lazy with commitments here and there. Life as you know it, but I'm a strong guy. I'm a hardy guy. Me, I'm a hardy guy. Hey. I'm a hard guy. What was the most important thing you've done so far? The most important thing I've done so far is live my life honestly. There's so many things we could do. There's so many things we could tag as the most important. But for you to live out the life God has given you, people commit suicide every day. So for me, considering everything I've been through and what, the most important thing I've done so far is to stay alive, to have more desire to live than to die. Because I know there are times, not only me, I'm not speaking for myself, but let me speak for myself anyway. There are times when you've been in a bad spot and like, I just wish I wasn't here, like I would die. So for me to be able to go over those days and live another day and another day, yeah, I think it's the most important thing I've done so far, and I thank God for that. The most stupid thing I've done, yeah, you guys, at Kampala Parents. At Kampala Parents. In my primary, there's a time we're not dressed in our sports uniforms. I think I don't remember the class, probably P3 or P4 or P2, somewhere there. And we're supposed to go for societies on Thursday, and me and a couple of friends of mine did not wear our sports uniform, or let's call the societies uniform in this case, on that day. So we're forced to stay in class, about five kids. And man, we did the naked mile. We did the naked mile. This is a one-off, by the way. This is a secret I'm going to just give away for free. Yeah. You would never know who I was with. You'd never know if I'm just telling you guys to make the podcast interesting. But you guys, the naked mile, if you know you were in that situation with me, we were together. Man, we lived life. We lived life on the edge because, oh my God, what a wow. It was crazy, man. So anyway, moving on. Do I love myself? Definitely. There's no one that loves myself like. Oh, there's no one that loves themselves the way I love myself. I love myself, and I know it. I told you I'm a hard guy already. I'm a big person for love. Like, I'm big on love. So I have really accepted everything about me anyway. The days where I've thought less of myself, and I would call that hating myself, the days where I've hated myself, but I've learned to be grateful for all the good times over the bad ones. And on the days that I've not hated myself, I've loved myself so much, and it has grown with me, and I really love myself a lot. And I am aware of that. It's not vanity or anything. I really love myself so much. I remember my brother telling me when I was young, Duncan told me, if you do not love yourself, no one will love you. So I love myself so much, and probably the reason I have my friends, because you have to love life. If you don't love yourself, no one will love you, and that's it. That's one period, man. What do I fear the most? Fast forward on that one, fear, like I said before, fear. What is my favorite word? Actually, I have a whole phrase. It's in my local language, Lunyachitara, Luchiga. It says, "Ebyensino mshenyi, ekikulu namagara." And what that quote or phrase means is, "Things of the world are only but quicksand. What is important is life." As in, the important thing in this picture is life. Heaven is the goal, right? Yeah, heaven is the goal. And that's it. The last time I cried, I actually cry a lot, you guys. And I have no shame in that. I cried to vent. But the last time I cried anyway was about 2 months ago. I had a deep session with my mom. We're talking about quite some key things that were bothering me. And I cried. And I do not like to cry, but I'm always okay with crying. I let out the heavy load on my chest. Yeah. So yeah, I've cried. The best thing that could happen to me right now. Today, guys, questions are serious. You know, I thought you guys were going to be on vibes and what, asking me silly questions. But it also comes with the circle that I associate with you guys. I'm really proud of you. Knowing my friends, I would have expected really dumb questions. And I haven't skipped questions for anything, by the way. And anyway, the best thing that could happen to me right now, it's a very general answer, but for my life's desires to be fulfilled, that's the best thing that could happen to me, honestly. And for me to, I'm a very anxious person, so for me to be chilled and calm is the best thing that could happen. And I think that's it. Yeah. So thank you again. On to the next episode. Thank you. Oh no, on the next episode. Next segment. Ciao. The worst thing that could happen to me right now, I really don't know. There's so many things on my mind, but definitely if they do not lift this lockdown, that would be the worst thing. The worst thing that could happen to me in a while, by the way. But otherwise, I do not think there is anything bad that can happen. I'm blessed. I'm a very blessed chap, by the way. A very blessed lad. And I don't think anything out of normal would really happen to me. But the worst thing that would happen to me also is for me not to implement the plans I have right now. So I'm really working on accomplishment and being fulfilling and, not being person that does the finishing well would be the worst thing that could happen to me right now. Picture myself in 5 years. I'm 30. I'm at my wedding, maybe at the lakeside or the beach, or I don't know. Yeah, but I plan on getting married at 30, so 5 years from now should be it. Yeah. Very successful, obviously, in my businesses. I'd see myself in a better place with the Lord as a Christian. That would be really nice. The person I love, with the people I love around me, my friends and family, my relatives, my wife, and that I will have at that time. Yeah. Do I regret anything? Yeah, honestly, there are things I look back on, though I promised myself my New Year's resolution for some time, but I think it was 2018, 2019. I told myself that I would have no regrets. Though that did not go smoothly, I'm also very grateful for all the things that happened in my life. So regretting is not something I want to dwell on. Though it has happened in the past that I regret a lot, I do not like to regret. But yeah, we learn and we lose some, we win some. But yeah, I do not like to regret, and yeah, that's it. What's the first thing I do in the morning? Honestly, before I had the habit, the first thing I would do when I wake up was check my phone. Obviously, when you feel a single people, usually it's for the battery or when someone called and your phone was off, maybe like the shop guy that is demanding you like 500 for the onion. But anyway, moving on, recently what I do in the morning, I developed a routine. I wake up, pray, check my phone for the time, leave my phone, work out. There's this thing called 2020. I do 20 squats, 20 push-ups, 20 sit-ups, and 20 push-ups. Yeah, so 2020, I do my 2020. I clean my room. I take a shower. Then go and have breakfast. Yeah, so that's practically my morning. Unless otherwise, what are you thinking just before going to bed? I usually think about my future. I'm a very anxious person, I think I mentioned. So I always think about my future. How will I get this done? How will I do this? And yeah, it's always plans in my head of how to move forward. Every day I'm thinking, I hope this goes like this. I want. And the problem is I have OCD, so I'm always thinking about a lot of things. I could be there thinking about this and switch up and think about this. So I can't be very particular, but I always think about the future and how I have to prepare for it. Yeah. If there is one thing in my life I would want to change right now, what would it be? I procrastinate a lot. But recently I've had myself move up a bit, and I'm glad that it's already changing. And yeah, I would like to change that. And also, I think I'm also too nice, man. I'm too nice to people. And yeah, what am I proud of? I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of the family that I come from. I'm proud of my friends. I'm proud with the people I associate with, honestly. And I'm proud of the fact that I'm a Christian. Like I mentioned, God is everything for me. So I love that I resonate with people who have a particular liking to religion, Christianity, God. Yeah. Sum up my life in one statement, I'm a young, middle-aged gentleman who has had a fun early life, still having some fun, very determined to do a lot of things in the future. Well, when I implement my plans properly and the time is right, I believe in Jesus Christ. Yeah, so I'm a young adult, thriving to live a better life with the guidance of Christ. Yeah, that's it. The one thing that annoys me the most are those guys that, man, for you just think you're a buddy guy. Leave alone thinking you're a hard guy. You just think you're a buddy guy. Like, no one can tell you nothing. You're like Kanye West. Yeah? You can't tell me nothing. Those are the guys that annoy me, man. Also guys who think they know a lot of stuff. Like, sometimes let's agree, sometimes let's disagree. Then I also don't like... what annoys me is people who switch up. Like, wait, what? Like, as in? I just get annoyed. Yeah, so that's it for now. And we'll be right back. Go conversations, Mr. Barroso. Thank you. That is my number one question to God. Honestly, I would never question God, so let's move on from there. Do I have secrets? I have secrets. Why I have secrets is not because I have a fear or I'm afraid of other people's reactions or I'm ashamed. I just love to cover things for the pleasure of rediscovering them later. So I just be there and I'm the only one. Then when I remember something, I'm like, oh, I know and relate. But yeah, there's some happiness or fulfillment that comes with you being the only one that knows stuff. That's why sometimes people see you smile in public and think this guy is mad, but it's the secrets. Sometimes are just as good as that, yeah. What makes me laugh? Did I already answer this? What makes me laugh? Memes, humor, really. Memes, humor, and a good conversation will definitely make me laugh. That's it, yeah. Am I happy? I'm a happy guy. I'm a very happy guy. I'm a very happy guy. I'm always happy. I think everyone that sees me notices I'm always smiling. I'm good vibes. I'm good vibes. There's no bad energy around me, yeah. So someone had asked, who is Barasha? This one was very particular, and you know yourself. I asked, who is Barasha? And this is I. This is me. I hope you slowly, through these questions, get to know who I am. I do not know. Anyway, why am I still single? Why am I still single? What you guys who told you I'm single? Many mgenda ni mtsusanyo, you oversus it and you think you can assume for us. I'm not, but I'm single. I'm single, but I've prayed to God about the girl I like. She's out there. She even knows herself. And I'm praying to God about her. I do not want to rush into a relationship. Definitely because I only want to date someone I'll marry and I'll be patient for that because it takes a lot of patience to scout for a person you're going to spend the rest of your life with, because also spending the rest of your life with that person is patience. So I'm really practicing patience here as I wait for what God has in stock for me. Yeah. Do I read some books or research here and there for my podcasts or my podcasts are about how I feel? Definitely I will only search here and there if need be, if there is a statistic or there is information that I just can't go around just saying fwah. Yeah, but really this podcast is about how I feel, 101% about how I feel. And yeah, that's it, man. I don't like to fake things, man. I don't like to fake things. So last time on my podcast, I talked about friends and knowing between your acquaintances. And yeah, so friends, how do you choose a friend? What do you look at? And what's the true friend? Well, I cannot speak for everyone because everyone has their own definition of a friend. But what I can say is friends are, for example, we haven't met in a while, and when we pick up, it's family, it's love, it's light. And we're not going to get mad at each other for us telling each other the truth. Obviously, you probably get mad when I tell you something you do not want to hear. But if it's something you need to hear, you'll go back, reflect, and yeah. But if you're a person who will get told this and this, and you cut off your friends, yet it's the truth maybe, most probably, then you're not a good friend. Also, acquaintances are people that for some reason just know your pattern of the way you operate. I go to the bar here, I like pork, but you really have no attachment to them or any conviction. Like, you're not friends. You don't even know them like that, but you don't know who they really are, but you find yourselves turning up almost all the time together. Now that's what we confuse for friends, and those are not friends, they're acquaintances. And like I said before, Those usually come around when the round's on you, unless otherwise. The ones that graduate from that stage and become better friends, you can also count them as friends. Yeah, so that's friends. And how you determine what your friend is what your idea of a friend is. And we have different ideas of what friends are, but if someone fits in your description of a friend, then they're your friends. If someone does not, and time and time over, you just keep thinking, but how do I know this guy? How? Like, your connection is not clear, then you're not friends, you're probably acquaintances. Yeah. How do you deal, this is another question, how do you deal with family and friendly contradictions? Some levels, someone loves what they do, but of course it's gotten them in debt and everyone is talking smack about it. But either way, you see a future in what you do. What can one do? So this is a quick one. I've actually had this conversation with this person, and I want them to come on this podcast so that we can really have this conversation anytime soon. And I would like to go over the question, huh? How do you deal with family and friendly contradictions? Someone loves what they do, but of course it's gotten them in debt and everyone's talking smack about it. But either way, you see a future. So sometimes, very many times, most of the times, it's only us that know what our goal is. You might see me roasting sausages and you're like, but Barash, he has been reduced to sausage roasting. But you guys know the condition in Kampala. And man, we have to be diverse, we have to try new things. Some parents will never like the idea of it because I've paid all this money and probably you're not doing this at the end of the day, all that. But everyone has to realize their potentials. And this one goes out to the parents mostly, because when we're having this conversation, I think that was the main point. Parents need to know that we're different eras. When in their times it was easier to get jobs, the economy was doing well, which is no longer the case. So we have to find our way around which traditional ways are no longer relevant, the ones they used. So we have to devise a means, start here, start there. And if it's the right channel, you're going to expect someone to have some ups and downs, really. But do not reduce it to failure, because we've been taught that if something doesn't go right, it's over. No. So people are learning the same way we go to school and learn the test and redo it. And yeah, so that's the thing. Life is testing us, and you will do this, it will check you. But the whole thing, the power in everything is in the consistency. Keep pushing as long as it's the right thing. Quote me right, as long as it's the right thing and you've put your heart to it, it will work out. Trust me. And for me, I've learned to know my truth. Like, you know you want this, and but the truth is me as me. I want this, and that is my truth. So I've learned to live with my truth, and it has helped me quite a lot. It has really helped me quite a lot. After years in Ugandan schools and viewing not only its good side but the toxic too, would you recommend your children or friend from abroad to come and learn in your country? Well, it depends. Maybe my education here, the education we have here, is better than for some countries, though some of us look at it as fact, honestly, how I look at it. So you might find that this not so good education here is way better than the education in some countries. So for someone to come here is maybe an upgrade from what they can get from their side. Though we would always advise, you know, this is not as good, you can try this, but I believe that's why there is levels to things, huh? And maybe your education might be bad, ours a bit better, and the other the best. I will not tell you to go from bad to best, because you never know what the financial status is or anything. So let people choose out how they want. But I don't like the education here. If I had options, I would not let my kids study. I would take them to a better learning conducive and
a very supportive background of education, which is no longer the case here in Kampala or Uganda. Yeah, and that's it. What would I name my boat if I had one? I'd probably name it SOB. Yeah, SOB, son of Barasha. Oh, Barasha the last. Yeah, but it would be something in line with my name. I love my name so much. The closest thing to real magic I have experienced. Closest thing to real magic I've experienced. Let's get back to that when I come back from the break. Thank you. Welcome back from the break. So the closest thing I've experienced should be Philip Okorach. For those that do not know, Philip Okorach is a Ugandan rugby player and athlete based in France, I guess, where he's playing his rugby, pro rugby now. And that guy has the best skills, you guys. Ugandan rugby is actually beautiful. I would put quite a number of other Ugandan players on that list for the closest thing to real magic I've seen, but Ojus, who is Michael Okorach, is still the best shot I've had at magic. The messiest person I know, this has to be Billy Brent Atine. We shall have this conversation, but you're the messiest person I know. This guy, I do not know how to describe this gentleman, but Billy Brent is the messiest person I know in every perspective there can be. Billy Brent is the messiest person I know. The most useless talent I have. But guys, I do not think solo of myself like that. I do not think there's anything about me that I find useless, unless I've not come to that realization that I have that talent. But whichever talent I have, I discover that I try to manipulate it and use it to the best heights possible. But for now, the talent that I feel I have and I'm not utilizing is my rugby. I've been solo on that, I'd already mentioned, but hopefully I'll be back. Konk Muchiga. Makmot knows. Ask Makmot. They will tell you. Worst we had, guys. The worst smelling place I've been. Sara Chewankola. Enter this babe's room and. Sara Wachinkola. But. Sarah, drink water. Sarah, drink water. What Ugandan celebrity would I rate as a 10? No question, that is A-pass. For you, just make research. You look at my answer, A-pass. Who else would you think about? That's the perfect Ugandan celebrity, like 10 over 10. Like, what is there to argue about, you guys? A-pass is a hard guy. I don't know who else we're going to say. But yo, okay, we said celebrities, so yeah, A-pass. Yeah, A-pass has to be the guy. The dumbest way I've ever been injured. Man, you guys, like my S4 VAC. Remember the days of Waikiki? Man, as this babe was grinding on me, we're here, 20 to party. We're just having fun, and man, this babe was rubbing me too hard, man. I had to run away. I really got hurt. I got injured. Also, the dumbest way I've been injured is trusting some people in my life. Yeah, it has injured me emotionally. I've thought of myself less after that. Like, how did you not see that these people were not good to you? How did you get fooled to this extent? Yeah, so that's one of the other dumbest ways I've been injured. If I had to change my name, what would it be? Why would there is nothing? I'm Barasha. And Barasha is my trademark. I would not want to be anyone else. I am my father's son. And The name chose me. I did not choose it. The name chose me, and I'm Barasha, Mr. Barasha. Yeah. So I would not change for anything. It means a lot to me. It's family, it's culture, and long live Barashas. Yeah, and that's how proud we are of our name. I would not change it. Yeah. Why did I screw up and no one ever found out it was me? Man, I don't know. I don't usually screw up. Like I said, I do not have regrets, so. One thing people like saying or shouting that is complete BS for me. But if we die, we die. You guys, you cannot be out here playing with life. Me, if you don't want, you pray to God to add the years you should have lived on my edge. And I live life on the edge. Yeah, because life, man, that quote of if we die, we die. People really be making some hopeless decisions. Find a guy like Nyanyoko. You're like, okay, yes, sorry for the obscene language, but and you're like, yeah, let's go, let's do this, and they are guzzling whichever whiskey or spirit down your throat, bros. That is the hardest for me, and nothing. If you could have the absolute and total truth to one question, what question would you ask? Man, Nina, I have a lot of questions. But the one question I would say to for right now is Nabanja, planchi. They're going to open outside. I even don't have capital for small enjoyments. I want to take my girl out on the lunch date. And the 100K hasn't reached. What shall a man do? But no, honestly, you guys, what is the plan for these guys? Like the government, like what's up? Let them tell us the truth. No money? Let us be kawa. I shall put for you a donkey, and you enjoy no pocket money. Because what the hell? Na banja? Afazali give me that 500. I pay my wife, my airtime balance, and I get money to beep my sponsors. What's your plan? Anyway, now. Here's the deal. We shall come back with more of this the next episode. And before we go, I really want you to pray. And if you have a problem, you can reach us on our media pages, Conversations by Mr. Barasha, or just Conversations, or Mr. Barasha himself. And I can give you a number if you're having issues and you want to talk to someone, and maybe you don't trust your friends enough to home, or you don't feel like putting that stress onto them and having it rub off on them, and you want to talk to a counselor or just someone that cares. They do not have to be a counselor, but someone with the utmost privacy, and you want to talk, feel free to come to my DMs. I'll give you that number and you'll talk to them and find a way forward. Otherwise, thank you for tuning in. It's always nice chatting with you guys. Conversations, it has been by Mr. Barasha, your host. And please log on to our social media pages at Mr. Barasha, at Conversations by Mr. Barasha too. Twitter, Instagram, you can reach us on WhatsApp, on email. Yeah, thank you for tuning in. It has been Mr. Barasha. Nothing but love and light. Vibes inshallah to the people. So on the countdown, hey, you guys, when they open properly, it will be safe to go back to the rugby shield. I can't wait to see you guys there. Love and light.